News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's boosting tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports to 25%.
We were being pummeled by both friend and foe alike.
A federal judge has found the White House has not followed his order to undo its federal spending freeze.
The judge in Rhode Island noting continued struggles to get federal money for things like early childhood education and HIV research. He says a broad, categorical, and sweeping federal funding freeze is likely unconstitutional and is ordering the administration to release all the money. The White House has said it's making good faith efforts to comply in a suit filed by nearly two dozen states, including Maryland.
Thank goodness for the courts.
Where Senator Chris Van Hollen says a flurry of illegal Trump actions has drawn a flurry of legal challenges.
I've never seen so many temporary restraining orders issued in such a short period of time against the U.S. government.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
In Hai Panjwani reports, a group of investors led by Elon Musk are making an offer for OpenAI.
Musk and his own AI startup, XAI, and a group of investment firms say they want to buy the ChatGPT maker and revert it to its original charitable mission as a nonprofit research lab. They're offering $97.4 billion. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman quickly rejected the deal on Musk's social media platform X, saying, "No thank you, but we will buy Twitter for $9.7 billion if you want." Musk bought Twitter, now called X, for $44 billion in 2022. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And in Scottsdale, Arizona, a runway collision of two private jets with five aboard.
One DOA.
Fire Captain Dave Folio.
Two immediates that have been transported to local trauma centers. One delayed, stable, to a local hospital.
Sound courtesy ABC 15 Arizona. This is AP News. In Poland, two rare black wolves, likely siblings, have been spotted in a forest. Karen Shamas has the story.
A pair of rare black wolves have been caught on camera in a Polish forest by wildlife researchers. The two rare animals were spotted on camera crossing a stream in a Polish forest. The unusual sighting, which was captured on a video camera last year, was made by a project coordinator at the Save Wildlife Conservation Fund in Poland. The footage has prompted the organisation to collect droppings in the forest in the hopes of learning more about the black wolves' genetics. Most of the 2,500 to 3,000 wolves in Poland are grey with red or black accents. Black fur comes from a genetic mutation that was likely in domesticated dogs thousands of years ago. I'm Karen Shamas.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
South Carolina's got everything. Natural beauty, trendy cities, but you might miss your next big adventure in a smaller town. We've got you covered on the Palmetto Porch. Discover South Carolina's official podcast. I'm Devin Whitmire. Come with me as I venture off the beaten path and learn about these towns from the locals who know them best. Check out the Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information, head on over to scpalmettoporch.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.